darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
It's that time.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know what time that is.
Is it darkness time?
The darkness!
Oh, shit!
Yes, everybody. Welcome to the darkness.
Welcome, people.
Yes, to a fine episode of the darkness with your host, Chicago John.
I'm Cody, and that other motherfucker's laying it today, man. I don't know what's going on with him.
He says he's out there fighting the galaxy
and
being a guardian
and
all that bullshit.
Yeah, I thought that's what the movies were for. I didn't know that was true to life. Damn.
News. You know, P1's like, man, they let a fucking raccoon on. They should have let a regular coon
like
on.
A little fucking rodent naked taking my spotlight.
Right.
That rodent did take my spotlight. I'm so angry about that. That fucking rat. And you know what it's more insulting by? It's a white man playing him.
I know, I was just saying, like, you gotta be upset that they got a raccoon on when they could have had a real coon.
Damn. You had to go there, did you?
I thought you were talking about that character from South Park that Cartman plays and shit.
And that probably would have been just as good.
That's the deepest superhero we have, shit. The coon.
The coon was really deep.
Shit. Well, yeah, compared to some of the movies that came out this year. Spider-Man. Anyway.
Tammy.
Tammy, Spider-Man.
That bitch was a coon. You get about 20 shades away from being dark. Darkness.
Yes, people. Yeah, so P1, you coming back from the galaxies. How were those stars out there? Can't wait to find that out.
I have no idea what you're talking about, CJ. What are you talking about?
I guess it's still in space then.
Yeah, exactly. Space Guardians. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. That don't come out for another 2 weeks, man. What are you talking about?
All right,
yeah.
I can't wait.
This is bullshit, man. I don't know what that was all about. You trying to blow a smoke screen, P1 or something?
Hey, I didn't write that, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you guys are talking about at all.
This is shit, man.
I don't know what you guys are talking about at all right now. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Well,
some conversation going on, man, but I guess not. Fuck you there.
You make it seem as if I have early access to these things.
Hey, man, that's the way you made it sound, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Getting our hopes up and shit.
No.
I thought you were trying to be an extra again. I'm like, man, is the movie already done?
No, I don't know. No, it's never done. It's never finished. You can never. I appeared in the stinger. That's what. It was an unfinished stinger.
Oh, that's what you were doing. Yeah, I heard they didn't attach it yet to the prints they have out right now.
Oh, no. When I meant stinger, I was jerking off somewhere. That's what that meant.
Oh, okay. That kind of stuff. Okay.
Like, is the stinger, people, is when you take your fingers. Roll up, you make a four out of it, but you roll up the ring finger in it, and you just stick your thumb up somebody's ass, and you rub the other three fingers up the clit or something like that. So with a man, it's a lot different or whatever. See, I'm going to explain this to y'all now. CJ, sit down. I know you want to hear this.
I don't need to hear this shit.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, though.
All right, man. That's cool.
Well, welcome back to the darkness. I'm glad you're here with us. I thought we were going to have to miss you, but I'm glad you're here.
Okay. Never miss the darkness.
Especially, I think this should be our most educated by Negroes episode.
Oh, God.
Ever.
Damn, then y'all should have started this early without me.
I guess you're going to fit into this mold if CJ is talking about what I think he's talking about.
No, because I ain't. I'm far from educated now. I'm what?
You are not alone.
then you'll be perfect for this topic tonight.
Oh, man, damn. I really wish y'all did start before, because I could have just been like, oh, I had nothing to do with that shit.
Crap now, motherfucker.
Damn. You know what? I think Bradley is calling me again. Hold on. Bradley!
But before we go get going, I would like to wish a happy belated birthday to the Miss One out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Happy belated birthday to her.
Oh, yeah. Cody was with her. Mm-hmm. He saw it.
I was. Yes. I was there.
He was drunk.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, brother. I was not drunk.
Nah, you almost ran some people over.
Hey, hey.
What?
Man, I told you I had my reasons, man. Okay.
In the car?
Yeah, in the car.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
I thought it was like a shopping cart or something. Yeah, I didn't know he turned
yeah, we went to the grocery store on her birthday. That's right. Yeah. I told Cody to come on along. It was like, yeah, come on along, man. We're going to go to the grocery store, get a shopping cart, we're going to race each other.
It's wine tasting night at the grocery store. Here, Miss P1, I'll give you all that movie spoiler fanciness.
Oh, you damn right, because, you know, ain't nothing more fancier than P1.
There we go.
The funny thing is about P1 is he's nasty and classy all at once.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a thoroughbred. You know, I'm one of a kind.
I thought
you
know? CJ was a complex motherfucker. Damn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But the thing about CJ and me is the difference though. He is complex because he don't know how to balance the two. I can balance the two.
Mm.
I can be simple minded P1, and I can be charming P1.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
You've seen that, Cody.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah.
I'm about to say, yeah. Last time I checked, last chick, I hooked you up with that. So yeah, so that was charming P1 right there.
What I want to know is how many of those Amazon.com money do you spend on her?
Don't worry about that. Why you trying to get personal all of a sudden? Now you making up shit about Guardians or whatever. Now you talking about damn dude.
He was keeping his shit confidential today. I don't know.
Man, I know, right? Mr. Top Secret.
Damn.
Man, you just making this a personal attack on me. What's going on here?
Oh, personal. Oh, we never have those
he
on
won.
This show.
No, we don't do personal attacks on this show. Just win.
We never get that.
All right, what branch of the mafia do you owe favors to, man? Because you're under witness protection right now and shit, man. What's going on?
Cody, you man of steel loving CJ, deadbeat daddy motherfucker.
You trying to insult.
Man, that's why this psycho didn't even come up.
Like what I said, we don't attack each other personally.
Because we're calling out some shit. Okay, all right.
No wonder you got that boost in ratings.
you
were putting those Amazon links on everybody, on every site. There you go.
Everything. I hacked into Amazon and told them what to do.
Okay, all right.
Like, I didn't even buy this movie. Why?
Can't even hack my own damn site, let alone Amazon. Come on. Hard enough from trying to remember my password sometimes. WordPress. This is phenomenal one again. You know what? The funny thing is, my girlfriend lost my password this time. Yeah, you know, I told her to write down something like that. She lost it. It was her. But what would that be again? You know what? I'm going to need the user as well. You know, just in case, you know, just a reminder or whatever. Please write this down this time. So I am writing it down, you ignorant bitch. What did you say? I didn't say nothing. I just said I will be happy to write this down for you. I'm writing it down right now, you fuck.
Yes, people. So go ahead and click on the all the links that you see in the sidebar and descriptions today. So Mrs. One can have another phenomenal birthday again.
Why'd that bitch get two? Hold on. Shit, wait, hold on. Why don't I get two? Shit. I believe in fair equality here now. Shit. Mine was first. I ain't getting no two.
I don't know. I'm looking at this bank account, man. It's empty, man. This is, nobody getting a birthday anytime soon.
I wiped that shit. That's why.
Yeah.
Basically, I took your check and spent it.
Oh, okay. There we go.
You wasn't going to use it on anything anyway, but traveling around in countries you don't belong in, so.
I was going to go to Malaysia, but then that plane
got shot. You was only going to Malaysia because you heard the word lay in it. You just thinking that you was going to get laid or something.
You know, the funny thing was that Malaysia plane that was missing the first time, it was missing the exact same time I was heading out there to Wayne.
I like how you say heading out there to Wayne, not Australia. It's just like, what? Damn, that's deep, dude. Tell us more about you and Wayne.
Yeah, I go out there for Wayne. I wouldn't go out there for Australia. You know, so I can see a building. Like, ooh, there's a building.
Remind you people, this is Luke's wedding. And yet he's going out there for Wayne.
I am going. Wayne, Luke, and Adalia. You know, everybody.
Why don't you just be real with yourself and come out the closet, CJ?
How you know I'm recording in the closet right now?
No, I ain't talking about recording. I'm talking about coming out that closet. Why don't you go ahead? Because you know what? If you was to ever say that, I have to owe my fiance $20. So,
wow.
Oh, shit.
No, only,
I'm just letting you know, bro. If you announce it, don't announce it on air. She doesn't need proof because then I lose. So I actually have faith in you that you are not. But
see, I was just about to have I was just about to say there was a stereotype that like every ghetto girl I meet, she always gotta ask me if I'm gay or not. But like the white girls, they know I'm not gay.
Nah, it ain't that they know you're not gay. It's just that because you don't talk to black women. That's why. Because the last one you talked to, you ran away from. Which was your baby mama.
Oh, that how it works.
Because mm-hmm. Like Django said, you can't handle curves or something like that.
Fuck him. I hope he die with AIDS. I hope he gets fucked in the ass by a lava monster. God with damn. No comments. Yeah.
Where the... Oh, is it Lava Boy?
Yeah. I hope Shark Girl bites his penis at the same time.
I think Shark Girl got a little hot over there, so you know what? I don't think he'd mind that, actually.
I guess not.
you keep doing him a favor every week, CJ, with these lame-ass comebacks, so...
CJ, you ain't working insults, brother.
I just don't... I need to look at him so I can really study him and say, fuck you, nigga. That's all.
Fuck you, nigga. Damn. We tell you that every week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything.
You know what? No, I see why you don't listen to us, because it don't mean shit to your ass. That's what
it don't
you
mean just... the goddamn thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, CJ's world, shit don't mean shit.
You really are that what was that tweet I posted where that dude was doing the math calculation? You forgot the point where I added, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that you really are that. Funny thing is, you think you'd give a fuck about us, but you don't. I bet if it was Wayne posted me and tell you to be at somewhere, you'd be there.
Yeah.
Let's not bring personal stuff into this.
We going one on one. We just did me. Now it's you. Now we can get to Cody. But
you didn't tell us.
I know what you're talking about. Ain't shit going on with me.
I want to hear about him almost killing people.
There ain't no fucking story. It didn't happen. So there's no story.
That's confidential, CJ.
How many people did you kill? Okay.
Confidential, man. We all got secrets. We can't tell them all now. You know, we can give you some details about it, but we can't tell you all the secrets now.
Yeah.
Did he kill people?
Don't worry about that, CJ. Hey, man. You know what? You want to find out? You listen to this week's movie spoilers, then. How about that? How about that? There you go. What a plug-in right there, Cody, right?
There you go. Some incentive right there.
Our best show, right?
Yeah, it just might be.
It's our longest. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
CJ, like, well, I don't listen to audio.
I don't even know what kind of sense that makes.
Because I don't listen to music. I don't listen to audio. Which, by the way, we got into a discussion about you and that. I was just like, this nigga don't listen. You a goddamn lie. You don't listen to music. I couldn't get over that shit. I was like, this nigga, I hate to put you out there, but the place you work at, and I don't know how it is in other states, but in fucking California, they play music in that place.
Okay.
How could you not listen to music?
Does that mean that I, like, intently listen to it? No, I don't.
But you say you don't listen to it. You listen to it.
It's not like I'm, like, going to work with my fingers in my ear, like, la, 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 I don't want to hear it, la, la. You know.
Everything you do in life involves music, though.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? Cody, when you
go back to the baby.
When you get on an elevator, what do you hear?
Yes. Music.
When you go to the bathroom nowadays, what do you hear?
Music.
I'm talking about public places, CJ. But someone that travels and go out a lot, you mean to tell me you don't hear music at all? You mean to tell me them bars and shit you don't go to, there's not single music playing in the background or something?
Oh, my God. Like, don't treat it like one of these old racist guys who are like, I don't believe in blacks. I don't think blacks exist.
That's you!
No, I'm not.
Because you don't listen to talking about you don't listen to music.
I don't go out my way to listen to music.
I just picture CJ in the theater watching a movie. There's just no fucking score.
No score.
It's all dialogue.
The artist, the best movie ever.
That had music in it, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Those Silent Films did have music in them, CJ.
Well, people, that just goes to show you about our that you know what, that would have been a perfect run-in for the darkness at the movies. Here, our perfect little co-host here didn't know a silent film has music in it. Awesome. Lena used to ask this question when she first started out, and that was, what makes you qualified to be on a movie podcast? Now I gotta ask you that same question, bro. I see why she's asked that question now.
Fuck you, that's why.
Best comeback you ever did.
Speaking of Dark Knight the movies, I gotta make that announcement now. The movie I picked.
Yes, you should.
Yes, I should. Looks like we're gonna be doing Planet Hulk. So there you go. There you go, folks.
Going back to the Marvel side of things.
And so that'll be on the docket probably after Guardians and that's other TMNT.
CJ, like, what the fuck is that?
Fuck you, me, your
team. what the hell? Why all these abbreviations and shit?
The fuck that stand for? So I guess we can go over the show now.
We can go over the show.
So CJ, you want to bring up that topic you wanted to bring up, sir?
Man, this topic, I wanted to bring it up for a while. Because this brother is fucking up him and his family just because they think they're kings and queens of the United States.
I like how you just now catching on to his fuck up. So that nigga been fucking up since he was born.
Pretty much. But this when it started to interrupt my livelihood and coming into my play.
Oh, shit.
Then I'm like, oh, no.
Someone that don't listen to music, they sure do go out of their way to find bullshit.
No, bullshit finds me.
I like how he said that. No, bullshit finds me.
It did. I'm talking about Jaden Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith's son. Jada Pinkett's son. Some people believe Jada Smith and Willow Smith are the same people.
Jada claim that.
Yeah, and then we're not going to even talk about that third son that Will Smith was ashamed of.
I totally forgot he had a third son.
Exactly.
He got a third son? What the fuck?
Yeah, or a third child, rather.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a third child that he doesn't even talk about. He can't even be in a shitty M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie.
That's because he ain't making him no money, that's why. So he's dead to him, that's why.
He's a game play instrument, nope.
No, it's your mama.
That's the first thing Will tells them when they come out the womb. Are you going to make me some money, child? And then the child just shook his head, and he was just like, Jada, take this little thing away from me now.
he does a test. He puts, like, two movies in front of the kid. He put, like, Wild Wild West and South Park, the movie. And he said, you make your choice, son. I want to see South Park. No, son of mine. Oh, man. But Jaden Smith, man, this motherfucker, he has been on Twitter. He's been everywhere. I'm assuming that these kids, they get homeschooled or whatever. They get tutors or something. Or, especially with Will Smith and Jaden Smith, they always talking about how they educate these kids and they're trying to make them become the next big thing, intellectuals. New philosophers of this generation. I think there was even a quote how he was saying how.
I gotta stop you right there. Who the fuck said that? Hold on.
Oh, my brother.
Oh, my brother.
It's out there.
Who the fuck said this?
It is out there.
Did you just make that up? Because I was about to say, that's the longest sentence I've ever heard CJ say without fucking anything.
Not only that, it's the most asinine sentence I've ever heard CJ say.
Yeah.
It's not as asinine when you see this this little motherfucking tweet.
Oh, I
motherfucking damn! You want to beat his ass?
Yeah, yeah.
How did he touch you?
He touched me with his words.
No, P1, have you seen these tweets, man? Because I know what CJ talking about.
what studio do I be at where this motherfucker's movies come from? Yeah, exactly. Of course I've seen this motherfucker's tweet. That motherfucker pretty much lives there, okay? This son of a bitch is all of it. And people probably like, oh, well, yeah, you know, that is a good question. What films are Jaden Smith is attached to with studio? Which studio is his films attached to? They're all the same studio. So, yeah, hell yeah, I know this boy's fucking studio. He is the golden boy. Little fuck.
You know, and at one point I wanted to kind of feel bad for him after About Earth, you know, and just like, man, maybe he, you know, maybe M. Night Shyamalan, maybe, what do you say?
No, all those motherfuckers are guilty.
Yeah, all of them. All of them did a,
You mean After Earth? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to say, what the hell is About Earth?
After Earth, yeah. About Earth. All of them did a Roman Polanski on that film.
You just did a Roman Polanski on the name of that motherfucker. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, that must have been one film. I missed it. I said, hold on.
You didn't see About Her? It was After About You.
Well, what is that, the sequel to After Her?
Yeah, it's about a prequel. What happened? But anyway, this boy, Jadis, he even on Twitter trying to put his little fake bootleg philosophy online. And I got some random stuff. I got one of it. Let me read from September 12th of last year. School is a tool. It's a tool to brainwash the youth.
Bag it.
I don't know. Nobody does.
I know what the fuck he's talking about.
You know what? I remember one, because this is the one I just laughed at, if I'm not mistaken. What was it? Something about, okay, I got this one. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? How about that one? you know what? I just looked it up right now. Okay. So there's a website, BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed Comics. And they call it Jaden Smith's Nonsensical Tweets Actually Make Perfect Sense as Garfield Comics. And they put a little Garfield comics right under the motherfuckers, whatever it is. That was the number one is, lately people call me Scoop Life, and there's a Garfield comic of Garfield putting the ice cream scoop in front of Dan's face and shit. I'm just like, Garfield, even on comics, you're not even funny. Just like that shit on movies. And the next one was, you must not know fashion. Okay. Jaden, he's a bitch. His next one is, water in the eyes and alcohol in the eyes are pretty much the same. I know this from firsthand experience.
What?
Somebody slapped a shot at this fucking kid now. So somebody give me some Don Julio tequila real quick and give me a bottle of water. And let me go test this shit real quick and go throw it in his eyes and see if it tastes the same. Actually feels the same. Take vodka shot with his fucking eyeballs, you fucking retarded little munchkin, you.
Yeah, well, one of the best things that came of this is a hashtag, you know, fake Jaden tweets, and one of them was like, if 33 had 30 and 3, 22 had 20 and 2, how come 11 isn't 1-1-1?
Yeah, I saw that one.
I can give you the best tweet he ever did and respond to that. I scare people away. That's probably the best tweet and the best response I can give you for that tweet you just said, because I don't know what the fuck you just said right now.
Nobody knows. Jaden doesn't know.
My question is this, is CJ, this has been going on for God knows how long. Why now did you bring it up?
I don't know, man. It's just something that angers me when I see people trying to become all pseudo intellectuals about things and then post about it.
And they don't have
especially
anything to say.
Yeah. I mean,
Mr. Miyagi made more sense than this shit.
I mean, Yoda on crack made more sense than this.
Shit, the fucking RZA made more sense than this.
Oh my god.
Shit, Reverend X makes more sense than that motherfucker.
This dude. It's the Reverend X. I don't know what you're talking about. Reverend X always made sense. This dude and this dude made more sense than him.
You, man. I see you sitting on the couch about to roll up that big old ball of nasty ass, sticky ass, stimmy ass street ball. That shit is weak. Watching Maury Povich. Hey, it was reaming the thought. Bitch, I'm not the father. Angie, Tammy, Renee, Felicia, Michelle, and a little bitch for Fifi Sale 59. Bitch, I'm
You know, Jaden went to that school. That's what he got. That's his teacher right there.
That's his professor. That little bitch, Fifi from 59. would follow that nigga's tweet any day of the week.
That's the professor.
people, if you don't know what that is, man. It was this commercial I was watching earlier before I went to this press conference I had. And, because I got there early as fuck, and I was just streaming. And I looked at this, I saw this, and I said to Dakota and CJ, I was like, this is the most hilarious shit ever. Because we always make fun of those. I know we've done it like three times. We made fun of that guy that comes out, hey, what are you doing? In the middle of the fucking night in a parking lot, just, you know, just doing nothing or whatever. Why don't you get up off that couch? Do something with your life. Get a job. How about you go back to school? You ain't doing nothing else, whatever. And then we found this one. This is a perfect commercial for when keeping it real goes right. I'm sorry, the pause. That shit was funny as shit.
I love that guy. You know, because you, when you're, if you're at home and you don't have a job, you would totally see that commercial. One of those Evis or whatever.
Like Ashley Larry, though. That nigga looks like Ashley Larry from Chappelle Show.
I think that's isn't that Black Jesus?
Yeah.
From the new adult
swim. Yep, that's him.
They got courses. You want to know criminology, plumbing, dope chopping, dope cooking, weed transporting, anything. Even if you want to go on the other side of the law, you can learn some shit.
Like CJ
Daddy.
What's
the shit like when you like a junior lawyer? Nigga, you mean paralegal? Yeah, oh, smart ass community college nigga like that. Don't you want to do something? You don't take care of your kids, nigga. You strip all night. I'm studying gynecology. Yes, ladies, I specialize in ovarian observations. And your boy do free pap smears and mammograms on the 1st and 15th. Enrolling in Everest, up my pimp game 2,000%, nigga. There's some cool bitches at this motherfucker, and check this out. They all got low self-esteem. You got cool-ass black bras, busted down snow bunnies, white screeny hair, dog-smelling bitches and shit. You got some motherfucking cool-ass Latinas with nice asses and lips and titties that's ready to fuck. Man, I'm with them better than that. You remember that bad light skinned bitch Sierra from the commercial? The one that kind of looked like Felicia Keys?
Felicia Keys?
Your boy fucked that bitch, nigga. Nigga, trill shit, I ain't lying. Skeeted her up, nigga, all over her face. Nigga, I was dropping balls on that hard. And if your bread ain't right, don't even trip, because Evers College accepts all forms of payment for your tuition, nigga. Real shit, nigga. WIC, EBT, food stamps, my nigga. If you really about your grinding, if you really about your paper, my nigga, you can get your motherfucking bachelor's degree in 3 months, nigga. You too can aspire to make minimum wage one day, pimpin'. Fuck the University of Phoenix, nigga. I'm down with Evers, nigga. Evers, nigga. Evers, nigga.
Fuck it, University of Phoenix.
I think it's too much. People, you can't see, but this is a video. That nigga started throwing up an E for Evers, like gang bang. That nigga said. Cody, I think I like your idea you brought up now. I think we found our first video.
What was that idea?
I don't want to say anything right now. We'll tell you off air or whatever. I don't want to spoil nothing or whatever, but it's a little something being working on. But that shit had me in tears. Like, people looking at me like, what the fuck wrong with that nigga?
Yeah, man, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I saw that years ago. Until this day, it is still funny as shit, man.
That nigga said, hey, he's like, you remember that bitch, Lisa? Yeah, my homeboy, fuck that. He skis all up in that bitch's face and shit. She nasty. I like how he said, you can come to Everest and you can be a lawyer. Or what's that shit that's under a lawyer? He looked at his homeboy. You see him over there smoking a joint talking about, shit, a paralegal dog? He's like, that's all community college ass smart nigga right there.
That is great.
That's a classic right there. Man, CJ, I think they were speaking to you. I heard him say, if you a deadbeat daddy, you got perfect kill time here. There, you need time to kill, CJ. There you go.
Oh, man.
That nigga CJ,
yeah,
when
about
he went
that.
To sign up.
Oh, man, that was so much better than that Black Jesus shit.
Oh, that's stupid as
Yeah.
I'm about to say, CJ Quiet, that nigga really did go sign up. He like,
I didn't see him like,
he went on the website. Who would I sign up?
That nigga said, that nigga heard that part where he's like, there's some bitches in here with low self-esteem. That nigga, all you saw was CJ. All you saw was CJ silhouette in the fucking teeth. That nigga teeth just got left behind. That nigga said, I already graduated, but fuck it. Hey, that nigga said. CJ, you there? Oh, shit, that nigga really did this. I told the people, CJ and women with low self-esteem, that's right up his alley, shit.
Wow.
Oh, he is there. Oh, hey. What's up, man? Where'd you go that whole time? Looking for them white and Latin bitches with the low self-esteem, shit. Shit.
Right up my ass.
Call that 2.
Oh, shit.
Damn, CJ, that nigga literally did leave us, huh?
No. Anyway.
He's here, Spirit.
Oh, you want a comment? It was like we touched a soft spot with CJ finally.
Shit, we did last week, too. Motherfucker, did. Last week, quiet. What's going on, CJ? You all right, man? Do we need to have a talk?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, you really is quiet on that video, though. What's wrong?
I saw the video.
Oh, did it hit close to home, CJ?
Nowhere near home.
Did you go to Everest?
Nowhere near home.
Did you go to Everest?
Never went to Everest.
Was that your friend in that video?
You knew I wouldn't make friends with a person like that.
Hell yeah. If that nigga keep me laughing like that, hell yeah, I'll make a friend with him.
That's you. Between you and I.
You know what? I wish I was friends with this nigga. I'll bring him on the show right now. nigga, yeah, what kind of shit is this? Okay, see, there's nothing y'all want to know. You want to do it in the podcasting? They got microphones and shit up in there. I'm sure you can get a laptop, plug that motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, Cody, what's that thing that's under a film, a crib, whatever? Shit. A filmmaker? You see, that nigga went to college, little smart ass nigga over there.
Oh, man.
I'd love to hear his opinion about, hey, my bro, J-Lo or Cameron Diaz. You talking about that bitch with that fat ass and shit? Man, you know what I'm saying? Take her up and throw some balls on her real quick.
Oh, man.
You know why CJ don't like that, Cody? Is because, you know, me and you grew up in L.A. We used to that shit, whatever. Him, he's just like, I do not resonate that because I'm used to my World on Warcraft white women and shit like that.
World on Warcraft white women.
this, I do not resonate with this nigga. And if you ever bring him around me, I will just have to leave you two with him because I don't resonate. Ain't that right, CJ? Huh?
Now that's
why Cody. He said it himself last week. That's why I didn't play Grand Theft Auto 5 because. I thought they were stereotyping. So I would love to see an interview with this Negro and CJ.
Oh, my God. Please make that happen. Somebody, please.
That's why I never played San Andreas.
I'm contacting this nigga. I'm contacting him. Fuck it. I'm contacting this Negro.
Damn it, man.
Bougie CJ with ghetto-ass Negro from the Everest commercial.
It's crazy how CJ is uppity, but yet he's a deadbeat father, too.
Wow.
How the fuck does that work?
Y'all gotta believe one or the other.
It's like CJ is trying to be a low-key ghetto-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, CJ, embrace your inner Chicago-ness.
No.
Don't try to act like you above that.
I do not condone this dice gambling, yeah, but I will
look
forward to
as
you.
Many Dr. Hugh events as I can. Cody, that nigga really is quiet on this subject. You know we just joking with you, but you with you being quiet, you making it sound like you niggas talking too much now.
Yo, you quit this shit.
Better quit it now. It's not funny no more.
Oh, man.
Don't be all right, CJ.
It's a Comic-Con this week, isn't it, huh?
Oh. You would bring up some nerdy shit like that.
Yes, it is, CJ. Starts on Thursday, I believe.
about that Grand Theft Auto 5, though, huh, CJ? Them characters sure were deep in there, right?
Never played it.
Hey, you know, you're just coming for PS4, CJ. Now you got that brand new shiny PS4, man. You gonna hop on that or what?
No, I'm definitely not going to play it.
What's the point of having a PS4 if you ain't going to get the best of the best?
I'm waiting.
Seriously.
The best of the best of the ghetto in the
city. That's no joke.
Coach, that nigga waiting for World of Warcraft to come to the PS4. And
exactly. Don't hold your breath, CJ.
He's like, he's waiting for fucking Pokemon to get transferred to PS4.
Oh, shit, yeah. Kenny ain't giving a shit up. They should, but that ain't happening.
I would love for CJ to wear his little Pikachu hat and shit in front of this nigga. I'd be like, I can see him stopping the commercial now. Yo, you see this nigga over here?
It's like, what does the hat stand for? It stands for self-respect.
Oh, this old anime-loving motherfucker, you know he went to a community college. Anyway, like I was saying, yo.
There's no gang signs of this hat. This hat stands for being the very best, like no one ever was. I'm not going to catch STD like you.
Hey, Cody, when CJ come to L.A., can we drop him off in South L.A.?
Hey, I won't tell anybody.
Okay, cool. Drop him off.
No, never done it, CJ. Come on now. Oh, man. I'm a better person than that.
Pick him up the next morning. He come back, pants hanging off his ass. Shit, yo, man, why y'all leave me, nigga? Shit. You know what I'm
saying? That's when you turn ghetto. That's when the other side is leaves completely.
I'm afraid there's some chair out there, like a ghetto chair, torturing device. I'm gonna tape my eyelids open, put Kool-Aid all in my lips and everything. Force me to watch like 18 hours of BET straight. And not the good BET, I'm thinking like the bad BET.
You mean present BET?
Present, yeah.
I wouldn't normally call either one of you this, but CJ, are you really bougie?
What?
Are you bougie?
I mean, nah, I'm not
bougie. Hey, we was joking about this whole video thing, but you was kind of quiet in the background, like as if you. So do you? And you know what? Now that I bring it up, you did say I don't play Grand Theft Auto 5 last week because you said you didn't like the black characters in this. So
did you also say you didn't play San Andreas? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, I didn't play San Andreas.
Wow, man.
So are you bougie? Seriously?
I don't think that bougie if I didn't want to play the game.
See, all stereotypes or whatever aside, man, those are fantastic fucking games, man. Like seriously, you're missing out.
Man, it's like nails on the chalkboard when I.
But
get
you
so
can go
far.
Sit at the Doctor Who event.
Yeah, because I can fall asleep at it and nobody will.
You got a Doctor Who event to fall? Okay, all right, CJ.
Okay. Say, I'm not. I don't even have to ask him. That nigga's bougie. You know what? I don't feel so scared to be around you now. Whatever. I can introduce you, but like, that's my bougie nigga friend over there, right there. You know, it's bad.
I like to be called a Negro. Thank you very much, Negro.
I'd be like this. I'd laugh like this corny ass nigga. Okay, I'd drop his ass off in Compton somewhere. I'd be like Leonard Washington from the Chappelle Show. Whatever. Hey, go CJ, get out, nigga. You need money, sell rocks. Like it's popular out here.
Oh man.
Whew. Nigga, you grew up in Chicago. You grew up in Chicago.
Yeah,
you can't get your roof. You can't even get your roof.
You forgot you did grow up in Chicago, man.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's right. That's been like Gotham City for the last 30 years.
Yeah, your city just had 30 people get shot. Cody, have you heard that anywhere in the other United States that wasn't a theater or something like that? That wasn't an event going on or whatever? 30 people got shot.
Nope. No,
why is this nigga laughing?
It's like I don't live there anymore. Shit, I don't give a fuck about them.
This nigga laughed last week when we said the starving kid. Now he laughing. Damn, this nigga.
Stop saying it in a funny way. I won't laugh.
Okay. Here you go with that shit.
DJ, I don't, that was funny, but you grew up in one of the most dangerous cities in the world, and you some anime loving hippie World of Warcraft playing I'll go to fucking Doctor Who event faggot right now?
Damn. And look, that's because you can either find trouble, you know, or hang out, you know, you can find trouble, but you don't have
to. It's a video game, though.
Okay.
It ain't like me and Cody telling you go hang out in the streets or anything like that, whatever. No. We just tell them about it's a video game or this video that I just played right here, whatever. And yet, you didn't crack a smile. You didn't. You talk about you don't play these games because of that, whatever. So, do you get offended by this?
It's nothing to be offended by. That's just a type of humor for certain people and a type of entertainment for others.
There you go. There you go.
That nigga is bougie and whitewashing motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Wow, CJ, man.
It'd be the same thing if some country redneck-ass person came around and was like, don't you want to come out and play
like
some cornhole?
You'd like that.
No, I was going to compare Grand Theft Auto to that.
It's the same
plus, Cody, I think he would like that anyway because he lives in Kentucky and Ohio and all them places. Whatever. So for him, that's natural. He'd be like, well, shit, I'm going to hang out with that brother right there.
All up through the Midwest.
But you watched The Boondocks.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Boondocks. I enjoyed the social commentary that The Boondocks had.
You know, Grand Theft Auto 5 is... Never mind.
I mean, even in The Boondocks, I can't even... You know, I don't even like Riley. I mean, I see the appeal of the Riley character, but I don't like Riley.
Okay, so pretty much, people, if you want to entertain CJ, you can't parody or use social commentary with thugs, apparently.
And even though they threw down the Boondocks, and that is what all Grant thought.
What about wait a minute. Look, one of my favorite movies of all time, my favorite spoof movies,
Sucker
Don't
Punch.
Be a Menace, and South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie. I love the social commentary you had.
When last time you saw that movie?
I saw that movie at least like a few years ago.
Right.
A few years. How many years ago? Because your ass got horrible memory.
Why the fuck are you gonna ask me that?
Because I'm curious now. I want to know when the last time you saw that movie. Because I wonder if you watch it right now.
I will watch it right now.
How would you feel? I can see him now, Cody. Be like, I guess it wasn't as good as it was when I first watched it.
I don't know. I'm kind of offended by the portrayal of black people in this movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get this. You know what? Let me put on Soul Plane real quick.
Is that how it goes? When you're so bougie, you say, oh, I would not watch this black cinema. I'm going to watch this even worse black cinema.
I don't get that logic either, but it was funny.
It was funny. I guess.
He's like, it got Kevin Hart in there. He's funnier than Cat Williams.
I do like Kevin Hart. He is funnier than Cat Williams.
Nigga, what movie? Okay, that goes back to my... So you'd rather not play a fucking Grand Theft Auto game, mainly 5 or 3... But you will fucking watch a Kevin Hart film. The most bougiest Negro, the most get, no.
What is he? What is he?
To describe this Negro, whatever. This Negro is more outlandish than any of these fucking clips I done played or a Grand Theft Auto game or what?
Oh, not Kevin Hart.
What? Okay.
Especially look at that one movie, the one he did with Cody.
About last night.
Out of how many fucking movies? How many fucking movies though?
But at least when I watch him, I don't feel like he's being a stereotype. I feel like he's just being himself.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Being a stereotype. So you really think he acts like that in real life?
No, he probably
if he
does.
Acts like that, then I want to beat his ass then in real life.
Yeah, I'm with CJ on that one. I'm pretty sure he acts like that in real life.
I'm pretty dead.
You
pulling that from somewhere.
Nah, that nigga is a stereotype like a motherfucker. You didn't see things like a man, too.
He know what Mike Epps. Now Mike Epps through Resident Evil, through Friday 4 or 5 or whatever the fuck that one was.
Even fucking Mike Epps was more toned down in Resident Evil than this nigga's ever been in any of his.
Oh my god, no. What? Mike Epps had a fucking gold gun.
They actually did.
And Kevin Hart was in Ride Along holding his gun sideways for the whole movie.
But he was a gamer. He was cool, man. He was cool.
What the fuck? Okay. I swear to God. Okay. Kevin Hart was in Soul Plane, nigga.
You know what? Kevin Hart was pretty funny. I don't know if Soul Plane, I got to go back and watch that atrocity. But.
Oh, my God.
The only thing.
No, you didn't. No, you did not just say you got to go back and watch Soul Plane to confirm if Kevin Hart was funny in it or not.
I don't know. Like, I remember he did have that one scene when he was sitting on the toilet and then his dog flew into the turbines of the airplane.
Oh, God, CJ.
People, I want to make an announcement right now. CJ is fired from right now because he just quoted something from Soul Plane and actually is giggling about it as he tells us about it and shit. But yet the nigga don't want to play Grand Theft Auto 5 because he feels there are stereotypes in that movie, in that video game. But yet he will go back to watch Soul Plane to prove a point as if Kevin Hart is funny. If that don't sum up that nigga's life right there, then damn. The most insulting.
Sum up my life.
One of the most insulting black movies of all time. This nigga wants to... What? Did you say what? What did you just say?
I don't know. I don't know. School dances and
DJ, man, I'm trying to be on your side, man. You're making it difficult, man. I'll let you halfway in Kevin Hart, man, then you brought up Soul Plane. Why you got to do that to me, man?
Look, I said I got to go back and watch. I can't remember.
Why you got to do that to me?
I got to go back and see how terrible he was in Soul Plane.
Man, he's terrible in every fucking movie. Terrible.
I disagree. No. Okay, about you.
Ain't no about what nigga ain't name the movie, man.
About,
you can't prove
about,
a point if you don't know the name
tomorrow.
Of the movies, man.
About tomorrow.
The day after last night.
Give me five funny ass Kevin Hart films. Go.
Kevin Hart live on stage.
Oh my God.
That's stand up, man. Yeah, the stand up's great. Kevin, we ain't talking about
where he's not being an loud, obnoxious black Negro.
I don't think he's obnoxious.
You don't think? Oh, you don't think he's a not? Oh my God! Oh my God, CJ! You know, fuck this. We ain't gonna prove this point. Oh my God! Move on to the next fucking talk. You don't think he's obnoxious? I can tell you right now, from someone who's actually seen all of his movies, unlike this nigga CJ, because when was the last fucking Kevin Hart film you saw? I highly fucking doubt it. How many movies he had out this year? Four, and you probably only saw one of them, right?
Yeah, so I won.
Thank you. This ain't gonna sit up here and tell me that nigga ain't obnoxious. But you got the audacity to say you can't play a Grand Theft Auto 5 game? You can't even chuckle a little at this video, but your ass, as you talk about Soul Plane, is... Nigga, fuck you.
I said I gotta go back and look
fuck
at it, okay?
You, nigga.
Don't you want me to be fair?
You hit a soft spot now with a fuck you, nigga. I don't like no nigga that talk about a Soul Plane with that. Fuck you. Cody, that's your nigga now. I don't know this nigga.
Whoa.
I don't know this Negro no more.
Whoa. Don't put that burden on me, man.
Hey, you wanted to defend him? Help him out.
Hey, man, I'm trying to meet him halfway.
I don't need him to defend. I'll go back and watch
that. I'm trying to meet him halfway, man. But like I said, you ain't doing yourself any favors, CJ.
Oh, boy. All right.
Ass Negro, you. I hate you. I'll go back to my previous statement. I hate you. I thought it was going to be a new week, going to clean slate, and this nigga had to go and say some shit about Soul Plane. Talking about he got to go rewatch it again.
I got to rewatch. What's the matter with saying that?
You have to rewatch it to prove a point of Kevin Hart being funny. You don't find Kevin Hart obnoxious, even though you've probably only seen one of his goddamn movies. You can't even name three of them right now.
I mean, I remember him in Little Falcons. He was pretty.
Damn,
young. Yeah, that one scene.
His most obscure fucking role.
Cody, are you still on his side? By the way,
look, I'm not on his side, man. I'm trying to be on his side.
He had a funny line in Grudge Match. I mean, that movie was kind of shitty.
Yeah, I'm in purgatory right now with CJ, man. I don't...
CJ, you is not helping Cody out on your side right about now by naming Little Fuckers in Grudge Match right now.
Alright, well, I'm just gonna stick to my guns, which is About Last Night then. He was great in About Last Night.
Okay, that's one.
Regina Hall was better than him.
They both played off each other. They both made each other.
I don't even think you saw that movie. I think you just feeding off other people.
Man, I saw that goddamn movie.
How did it end?
I saw it so much that
did,
I know that.
How did it end then, nigga? I just asked.
How did it end? It ended with Cody and that girl with a dog, and then the dog ran off, and they said, oh, he got big. And they said, oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, let's go, you know, have a lunch or something. And then they walk off.
A plot point of how did it end. That ain't how it ended. Yeah, remember,
plot, it ended because they broke up, and then they were all getting over each other, breaking up, and then like years or months went by, and then now they finally saw each other, and then it's you know questionable if they got back together. Look, I saw the guy.
That wasn't
movie.
The last scene, first of all, neither.
But Negro, it was the last scene because it was like at a fountain.
No, you want to bet? You want to bet what the last scene was? It was Regina Hall and Kevin Hart at the table.
Man, don't give me that after credit bullshit.
That wasn't no after credit bullshit.
Okay. Question time.
Let me look at this.
Some questions.
I own the fucking movie, nigga. I just saw that motherfucker. Okay. I'm still waiting on your three movies right now.
I don't got three movies. Okay.
Cause you don't have three, of course, because Kevin Hart fucking horrible in movies.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. This nigga,
I love it.
Most complicated nigga ever, I swear to God. I can't play Grand Theft Auto 5, but I watch a Kevin Hart movie any day or whatever, even if it's role playing. You watch that all. That nigga's probably had one movie that's been positive on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's the one we just named.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, let's get to those questions.
Yeah, I guess, well, shit, we got 10 minutes to the hour mark, so I guess it is that time, unless you guys want to do another topic real quick.
We can get into another topic. CJ just getting butthurt right now because everybody grilling his ass right now and shit.
Ow!
I ain't grilling, man. Like I said, I was trying to side with him, man, but I'm in the middle right now.
You sound like a beat it wife, Cody, or whatever. So you just like, look, CJ, just shut the fuck up, okay? That's what you said. I'm gonna defend you to the death of you, but the more you talk, the more I want a divorce.
Oh man! All right. Anyway, folks, on to the next
motherfucker.
Here's some comic book movie news, some possible casting news. It's a little tease of something that may excite some people, may not excite some people, or may
make know where you're going with this.
Feeling different. I don't know, but this report comes from SuperheroHype.com. Goes to say, back in March, fan favorite actor Dwayne Johnson laid out that he and Warner Brothers had been in discussions for a long time about what DC comic character he could play on the big screen. At the time, it seemed like it could be Lobo, or potentially the villain Black Adam. But now in an interview with Total Film, Johnson not only confirms that he'll be playing a character, but appears to say he's playing Shazam. So the quote goes, he says, "I will say this. There's a character out there that we're going to announce very soon that I'm going to play. And I'll just say this. This character has the power of Superman, and he can throw down. Just say the word. That's all I'm going to say." So yeah.
A lot of characters like that. I was going to say, there's a lot of characters like that can throw down with Superman in the DC universe.
Right. But that pretty much...
Even in the villain category, too.
Yeah, just say the word, what he just said. Like, that pretty much confirms it, I think. What would you guys say?
Is it confirmed or? Because I only read that article in his...
I think it's all book confirmed, pretty much.
Yeah, because
these actors go out and say things all the time, whatever and shit. I mean, look at Vin Diesel.
Oh, he spoiled the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga kept talking about how he got this meeting at Marvel, baby. Hey, I got this big thing going on with him. I am Groot. I was like, nigga,
no, because he was done in like an hour. No, that's all he has to do, and he's gonna eat. Gonna get $10 million from that.
Hey,
you said an hour. That nigga was there for 5 minutes. Hey, dubbed that nigga's movie line.
No, Vin Diesel, that's some whole other. He misled the fuck out of people. He said his Marvel character was gonna have like some elaborate love story. You guys remember that shit?
Hell yeah, I remember that shit. So I'm just saying, Dwayne could be saying the same thing or whatever at this point. Because I really thought the way Vin Diesel was wrapping this shit up, all the news, I was just like, damn, is he going to play Thanos or something like that? The way they were setting it, I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
And then you find out who he's playing, you just like, this motherfucker. And he got nerd. He took like 3 photos with this tree and shit. He hugging up on this shit. Like,
he tweeting pictures of broken branches and stuff. Like, I'll give you a hint. I'm like, what is this?
I thought he was the forest god in Asgard or something like that. I was like, oh shit, he's gonna play some fucking king or something like that. What's going on here? He find out he, I am Groot. You see, Groot agrees with me here. Groot? I'm like, oh, dude, come on, man. I mean, I don't really give a fuck about Shazam, but I think if, he's casting for Dawn of Justice, or will they put him in Justice League, or what?
See, there's different reports. Some reports are going out to say that if it is in fact the Shazam movie they're talking about, it will not even be a part of that DC Cinematic Universe. That's just rumor. I have no idea. Because apparently he's too silly or something like that. That's all speculation. So that's all that is.
They'll make a Shazam movie. I'm just like, I believe DC make other movies when I see it.
I'm going to venture to say that if this movie does in fact happen, if The Rock is indeed Shazam, he'll definitely be part of that cinematic universe. I don't see them skipping the opportunity to put him in that fucking Justice League movie. I just don't see it.
I find that to be bullshit. I highly doubt they'll make a fucking Shazam movie. I'll see that when I believe it. I'm going to be a Martin with the Avengers on this one and be like, we'll see if that happens. As far as the Rock plan, like I said, I don't give a shit about Shazam, but if anybody can bring some life to a character, this goddamn Dwayne Johnson.
Exactly.
I would love to see the Shazam movie. I think Shazam had a lot of potential. And then DC, you know, I think the way they did it back in the 50s or 60s, I don't know. It was, they bought him out, and then they kind of, you know, messed with his name, hid his character. You know, it's like they knew that Shazam was going to be the next big thing, going to be bigger than Superman, but then, like, some other forces got rid of him.
See, here's the thing, though. If they make a Shazam movie, it's not going to be Dwayne Johnson, is it? Because
he can play Black Adam.
It's probably going to be a kid, first of all. And then when he is Shazam, how much is he going to be on screen for? That's one reason why I don't think they're going to make the movie. I think they're just going to throw him in one of these, this Justice League or Dawn of Justice film or whatever they do, just so they can keep him as a jam for the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, Black Adam kind of looks like Dwayne Johnson. He kind of got the same skin tone.
Right.
I mean, Dwayne got the same type of... Black Adam is pretty much Shazam, but he's just the evil Shazam, you know? That's all. Mm-hmm. If they did make him a Black Adam, I can see that. Now, the beat Shazam, now I can't see him being Shazam.
Once again, even if he was Black Adam or Shazam or any whatever shit, if they make a Shazam movie, it's going to be an origin movie, obviously.
Okay.
It's not going to be Dwayne Johnson the whole movie. I can guarantee that right now. Unless they make him as an adult and then he just becomes Shazam, which would be fucking backwards as hell, because I was like, Dwayne Johnson already looks like a fucking superhero, okay? So...
As long as they don't pull any bullshit the Flashpoint in the future when all those kids had to hold hands.
Instead of
one kid.
That's right.
So if you kill one triple Hector out there, and then you ain't got no Shazam.
Yeah, so I don't know. You got one kid who's, I would assume he's going to be carrying the film, and then when he becomes Shazam for three times in the movies, and the first two times, it'll probably be for about 2 minutes, and then the last one's when he's really Dwayne Johnson. I don't see how that kind of benefits Dwayne Johnson, because I'm assuming in that time where he's going to be Shazam for most of the part, he's not going to have any dialogue.
Now let's
punch
dissolve.
The fuck out of something.
You know who I feel sorry for is Shaq, because you know he got those tweets thinking that he was going to get another movie.
Damn. Everything that nigga's getting tweets about is Gold Bond commercials.
And then Shaq T.
I'm not afraid to tell people my skin is rough. Nigga. Motherfucker. You know what? Don't worry. We got that Shaq Fu coming up.
Shaq Fu 2.
Shaq Fu 2. That's right. I forgot it made that money on Kickstarter. It's Shaq Fu 2 coming.
That's right.
Yes, personally, I don't see how Dwayne Johnson benefits from a solo Shazam film unless they just keep him as an adult. But once again, And that would go back to my point that motherfucking DC characters just look perfect as shit because Dwayne Johnson is already built like a fucking super. I mean,
right.
I mean, you give him a gun or something like that and you'll just believe he a superhero if you see him in a Shazam movie. Just be like, and if he gets hit by lightning or something like that and nothing happens to him, he just looks the same. You just put a cable, you just be like, I don't see the big of a difference right there.
That's
he
true.
He was already flying. Shit, did you see when he jumped? That's true. Oh, shit.
Yeah, like I said. Go ahead.
What was that?
No, I was going to say, like I said, this is all speculation room at this point. There's going to be an announcement at Comic-Con, so we'll find out then.
Yeah, fuck your announcement, DC. When you come with something, actually some foolproof plan, then that's when I'll look at you, whatever. But, yeah, I'm calling bullshit on this.
Cool. Time for those questions, then.
Damn, you know, Dwayne Johnson sure would be a fucking good-ass super. I mean, I don't know why people, at least DC, is slipping on giving him something or whatever. I mean, there's so many characters he can fit in there.
That's true.
Villain and hero-wise, though. He'd make a badass a lot of things. He would have did a better Dark Side than that fucker from, what was that movie you saw? Justice League War, shit.
No, oh my God.
He'd have had a lot more lines than I Am Dark Side.
I think Kevin Hart would have made a better Dark Side.
Shit, I think CJ would have made a better Dark Side. That nigga would have forgot his lines, but shit, at least he would have been emoting something off of getting them lines. Yeah.
Shit.
Fuck it. You can say Dwayne Johnson, Flash, right now. I'd be like, hey, you know what? No, fuck it. I'll see it. Dwayne Johnson's the man, all right? Shit. But let's go ahead and get some questions right about now. Go ahead in that darkness at the movies right about now. Kerrigan, she says, laughing my ass off every week. TJ, you retarded fuck. And that wasn't her saying that. That was me throwing that in there. You just tend to get more and more confusing, especially with your ratings. Really great review, though, guys. You know what, Kerrigan? You are so fucking right, it's not even funny. Oh, my God. Really great review, though, guys. I thought you covered a lot of great points. Is there a film that has a lot of problems with what was you would still give a high rating to due to it getting so many aspects right? Shit, CJ didn't get at a high rating for you, if you're not mistaken.
Gave it the second lowest rating.
Exactly, shit. He confused every fucking body that listened to the shit or whatever. Girl.
You cut my rating off. You know, I didn't get a chance to finish the rating.
What the fuck? Rating is like one word, man. Or two words, rather.
Mm-hmm. If CJ was one word, don't worry. You got to correct yourself. Don't worry, Cody. You will never have to correct yourself from CJ. He ain't gonna catch it. Okay.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, me and Cody. I don't think it got every aspect right, but me and Cody kind of touched upon it on the recording we did. And I throw in Charmed Legacy in that one. A lot of fucking problems in that cast and acting, but goddamn, did they get everything else right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the look, the music.
Wait, what do you mean music, CJ? You don't like music?
Yeah, I'm about to say.
They got Daft Punk in, man.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's still music, though.
Okay. Listen to music.
Hold on, CJ, answer this question for me. Do you like Daft Punk?
We already went over this a while ago.
Like Daft Punk? It's a goddamn question.
Daft Punk is a, they make sounds.
Do you like Daft
Punk? They make sounds. Oh my God.
Sounds that have rhythm back and forth.
What the fuck?
That's the very definition of music, motherfucker.
Difficult stuff fits you.
Yeah, but yeah. That Tron Legacy, as you were.
As you
okay. Wow.
What the fuck, CJ? You can't even admit you actually like some kind of music, man. I don't know what's so wrong about liking music. What is it, man? I don't get it. Just say you like it. That's all I'm asking.
I don't like I don't like to follow labels and be like everybody else saying they listen to music when I just like to say I listen to this every now and then. You know, I'm not a performance like everybody.
Kind of like that. I kind of like that answer, P1.
Okay,
I think you were being serious.
I'm not seriously going to ignore us, though.
CJ.
I really enjoyed that answer that you gave.
You know, you can be replaced. I'm just letting you know that right now. You can be replaced. I'm just letting you know. Go to your co-host, ask you a question. You can't answer him? You going to disrespect
him? Okay. No, I enjoyed
it's
that
like,
fun.
It's like, oh, so you enjoyed that fun.
I enjoyed that
so fun. That means you like music, correct? Because Daft Punk's all about music.
I enjoyed Daft Punk.
Okay.
Grammy Award winning.
Right?
Grammy Award winning.
Daft Punk.
You know what? Fuck me.
You know what? Fuck it.
CJ, fuck you, man.
Thank you, Cody. You fucked
your ass. I've been trying to talk to you all the time, man. Goddamn. Like, you ain't but fuck you.
That's a simple yes or no question, man. And you beating around the bush on it though, like you act like somebody gonna castrate you if you just say yes or no.
It's like it's a shame to be a Daft Punk fan, man. What? No, it's fucking Daft Punk.
You can post statuses at a fucking Doctor Who event or something like that.
You know, more than the goddamn question. I'm sick of this motherfucker. What's the question? God damn. What'd she ask? Sorry.
She pretty much asked, what's a film that has a lot of problems, but you still give semi-high rating to due to it getting so many other aspects right? And I picked Tron Legacy because I think me and you talked about it recently. I was saying, I'd give it a low C it personally. I mean, like I said, they get the acting and casting. So, you know, I don't even want to say the casting. Just casting mainly for the main actor that was in there, but their acting in it, and this goes for everybody, was so fucking dull and bland and goddamn so tiring where it was sucking the life out of it. But then when people wasn't talking and they had those slow rhythms hitting with the Daft Punk and the visual effects on it, my God, it is fucking, it could have been really a cinematic masterpiece for our generation.
Okay.
I really think they dropped the ball on that.
Trying to see something that fits a similar mold to that.
Dark Knight Rises. That's another one.
No, I ain't getting a high rating. No.
Is that semi-high rating?
No, I wouldn't even get that a semi-high rating.
I thought it got a lot of light.
I think
was fine. A lot of problems in it, don't get me wrong. But I would still watch it again.
Yeah. You know what, fuck it, The Mummy, my first Mummy movie. It's dumb as shit, man, but I think it's a lot of fun.
That'd make the best roller coaster ride ever.
that actually is a roller coaster.
Yeah, I know, that's why they made it out of that makes the best roller coaster ride ever, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I would completely agree with you on that one, too.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun, I don't know, just the exploring of it, I guess, or something, but...
Yeah.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you think, CJ?
Yeah, I would have to go with my answer. Exact, thank you. I'm going to go with Sucker Punch.
Oh,
you know.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it could have been
Cody,
something really, really good.
Cody, I got to ask him this. What was the problems you had with Sucker Punch, then?
The problem that I had?
The little problem you had with Sucker Punch.
I said the little problems I had was the detailing of, you know, of the world, of seeing which worlds was which, you know, just going in. Because they kept going in, they tried to explain to you. But you didn't really know what was going on in those other worlds. Like, maybe to see what was actually happening.
Damn, this nigga is giving a serious answer, too. Yeah, he is really deep about that shit.
He's not
that
bullshit.
Was your biggest problem of that film, seriously.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
All right, CJ. 2 weeks in a row, man. Right. That's cool. Like what you like, man. I'm not going to judge.
Man, that's like saying, hey, Cody, man, you're not feeling well? What's your biggest problem? Oh, man, I'm throwing up, got diarrhea, I'm sick to my stomach, but I just got this cough I just can't get rid of. Hey, that's the biggest problem I got going on right now. Like, really, Cody? That's your biggest problem right now? Whatever. All the shit you just called, that's your big one. That's pretty much how you just told us right now, CJ.
And I feel like that's a certain aspect of the movie.
That's cool, CJ.
I seriously need to watch this movie with you. Just look at you. I know you you fucking with us. I know you are. I just know you are. You gotta be. Nobody likes Sucker.
I don't think he is.
Nobody likes Sucker Punch.
CJ likes Sucker Punch.
I didn't know I was supposed to hate it as much as everybody did, but I couldn't hate it.
It's not that you're not supposed to hate it for everybody else hate it. It's the fact that you don't notice what's wrong with it. It's like blatantly in your face what's wrong with that film. And you sitting up here talking about, these are some strong feminine characters right there. I mean, shit, they believe
they are very strong. Very strong.
CJ, do you want a girlfriend or not, man? You're going to be single for a long time, man, if you keep talking this shit. Because any man that sits up here and tells me that they think that you either a sexist or you an abusive man to women. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. You really are. And after
you have the best of both worlds,
I believe it now. This not helping you with your baby mama situation for us believing you.
It does help. It helps that I didn't do it.
Anyway, next fucking question, because you didn't piss Cody off now. So, it's like we gotta take like musical chairs and shit. We gotta take turns on liking you just so we can keep this show going or something like that. It looks like I'm it now. Thanks, Cody. Ollie, why don't you tag that nigga, Cody? Come on. Ollie, she says, not so crazy about that film as much as you guys, but I have to say, this was one of your best reviews. I think you all got your points across and each added questions to each other that got into good discussion. How come we aren't getting as many reviews from you guys? Because CJ can't fucking remember when we do them. That's why.
Yeah, if we did like every movie this way, it would be a scheduling nightmare. I'm sorry, CJ.
I'd be bald. I'd be pulling hair out, whatever shit. We're supposed to have our best review ever with Transformers.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for, because I know Cody was giving a real review here, but that whole time Cody was talking, I couldn't help but just stare at him, hoping he would stop and say, P1, why are you staring at me like that? Because I wanted to tell him, I can't believe this nigga did not go see this fucking film. We literally just talked about that shit not even a night ago because it was midnight for his ass. So, like, fucking not even double digit hours, and this nigga forgot.
CJ.
Well, yeah, Holly.
Yeah, I hope we get one day, Holly.
One day. All right, CJ.
Okay. Stop promising these people things that you ain't fucking gonna deliver on.
Yeah, CJ, don't lie to the fucking audience, man. They ain't gonna lie to us, man. But damn, spare the fucking audience, please. At least.
Yeah, me and Cody ain't gonna get hate mail because your black ass. Because people gonna be like, Cody and P1 can get together. They live in the same state. Post CJ. No, hell no. Don't fucking send us hate mail shit because this nigga can't get his shit right. This Negro, before we did Next Avengers, because we did two things that was Transformers Next Avengers. Negro sat up here as we was getting ready and told us, you know, I got a lot of free time on my hands now. I'm gonna go. I've been seeing movies that, you know, I've been catching up on, whatever. I'm gonna dedicate my time more to this or whatever, and dude. And it's like, I have yet to see that happen yet.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
Hello. Is anyone there? Hello. Testing. CJ, testing.
I really wish I did have more time. I don't know what I was thinking when I first told
you
that.
You said you had more time.
I thought I did. I really did.
From your posts.
And it hurt my heart. It hurts my heart. What posts? You haven't even seen me post on Facebook. I don't even have Facebook on to post on.
The last time we saw you post some shit, you was at some bar. We supposed to record.
It hurts my heart, P1, Cody, when I can't go out there and see these movies and join the rankings of you guys and do these reviews that these people want. It really does hurt me. It hurts me deep, man.
You fucking ass.
You've been at 3 Doctor Who events. That's probably more of the reviews than you did than have been on this shit.
You went out of your fucking way to do that solo Maleficent review. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Thank you,
cousin. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Out of your fucking way. And the thing is, Transformers was your idea. Cody wasn't going to go suggest it.
Hell no.
Again, it hurts the heart.
Like, say fuck him, what?
Do that.
Now you talking shit now, huh?
Well,
a little bullshit apology. Go ahead, we want to hear it.
I already did. I'm not gonna repeat it. The people heard it, and you guys heard it, so you can take it, and just know that improvements will be coming.
No, we want you to say your name. Don't use us. There ain't no improvement coming on us. Me and Cody got our part.
I didn't say your name. I said my name. Y'all doing a bang up job. Y'all doing a bang up job.
You trying to kiss ass now?
Everything.
Yeah, he really is.
I'm just taking the truth. I'm just telling the truth.
Oh, now you're telling it. Okay. All right.
It's always been the truth.
Okay, CJ. All right. You are so full of shit, man. Wow.
You can't never take this nigga. Even when he's trying to be sincere, that motherfucker giggling in the background and shit. Like
you are not
much saying.
For you, man.
He pretty much saying, you niggas will believe anything, I tell you. I swear.
Well, that's so amusing because he really doesn't give a fuck. Oh, my God.
Because he says this now, people. Wait till we get off air. He's going to be like, well, I'm glad that's over. I ain't got to listen to you niggas now. The only reason why, and I'm going to go ahead and say, the only reason why I think for this matter, CJ, is why the darkness is still going. Is because CJ don't have no other podcast to do right now, so his time is more than free for this podcast. But if it comes to anything else, I swear to God, this nigga will drop this shit in a heartbeat.
That is definitely not true. That's not true. I already know that Tuesdays, these nights, are my darkness nights. The darkness is where I am on these nights. So, I even turned down stuff to do on Tuesday. Oh. And for some reason, Tuesday want to be a Friday for me. And I turned it down.
Turned down Doctor Who events? What events did you turn down, man?
I did today. Today for this. And not that I turned it down. It's just that I wanted to do my the darkness job.
Nigga, you don't even like Doctor Who, though.
That's neither here nor there.
So you're making it sound like as if it's a sacrifice. But it really is. Let me ask you this thing, because I know why you... Me and Cody Wang, we all know why you go to these events. So I want to know, the fact that you go to these events, are you getting what you're going for, which is that sweet, white, nerdy ass? Because I really want to know this now, and I don't give a fuck. I want to know the answer to this. Are you getting the ass out of this?
You know, one day, like of all things, you work hard, and one day it may be revealed to you of all,
CJ, stop being Gatsby. You wasting your time. You can't repeat the past, bro. So stop trying to repeat the past. Okay? If it ain't working the first time you went to that nerdy ass event, it ain't gonna work the next time for you.
All right, you set me straight. Thank you, P1.
Ah, nigga, you are so full of shit. Oh my god, man, that did not sound sincere.
No shame, man. I'm telling you, no shame.
Cody, back me up on this one. CJ would probably get more ass if he was to actually show up on reviews and do his part of saying what he does instead of actually going to these Doctor Who events.
Well, yeah, well, that and new pickup lines, that would go a long way.
Oh, yeah, that too, whatever. There is when... And then, Cody, you can back me up on this one. There is a potential amount. There is more women on this site than there is men, am I not snaking?
That's true.
I'm looking at comments right now, and I see female name after female. We read comments every fucking week, questions or whatever, and there's more female than men on here. And yet, you keep trying your luck with Doctor Who conventions.
I guess we all have a vice, and every vice has a price.
No, so. We don't have a. I love Latin women, but you're not gonna go see me at a donkey show.
Oh man!
At least once.
No, not even once, oh. Nigga.
No? No, okay. No, there you go.
There you go. That's called sense, man. If it doesn't work the first time, why would you even try it? That don't even. Wow. Okay, CJ. You, all right. Damn. Cody, help him out, please. Please.
No. He had his chance, man. Fuck that. I'm trying to sign one early, man. Nah. Fuck that. You got free passes. Fuck you. Anyway, next question.
Next question, man. That, Holly, I'm so sorry too. I really am. And CJ, that was your favorite girl, too. You let her down now. Just want you to know that.
All right, then Holly, she can put down a movie. That she didn't, we got some movie. We talked about it. So, we can let her, we like making them surprises. So when they do come out, you know, people are excited to see it. So there you go. All right. So
they're not surprises.
Thank you, Holly.
Cody, I like how you said that, surprises. I could have sworn 2 weeks ago, didn't I give a schedule of how things work on here? So they're not surprises.
No, there's no surprises. There shouldn't be any surprises, at least.
No, nothing is a surprise. Matter of fact, after End of Every Darkness at the movies, which Cody even did just this earlier, there, we announced what's the next movie and everything.
CJ probably already got the announcement. I already forgot the announcement, didn't you, CJ? CJ, what movie are we doing?
This isn't a game show, okay?
CJ, what movie are we doing? CJ.
Hold on, let me stop this rewind.
My God.
Yes. Planet Hawk. There we go.
All right, I'm about to say, I'm about to fucking grill you, man.
Come on now, come on.
Okay, all right, I'm just checking, man.
Don't confuse the character with the person.
I'm about to hang up on this nigga so quickly. Let's say this nigga.
Let's go to the next question.
I don't have time for him, though. No, Cody, I'm sorry. You're on your own. I'm about to hang up on this nigga quickly. I was waiting. I was like, give an answer, nigga. I swear, if you don't give an answer, you better give a fucking answer right now. Oh, my God. Next question comes from Ashley. She says, since you guys love horror so much, laughing sarcastically, what are your thoughts on the doll from The Conjuring getting its own movie?
What?
We don't give a fuck. At least I don't.
Ooh.
It did already. It was called Haunted House 2. She had a big role in that movie. She was getting fucked by Marlon Wayne's old movie.
What's it with them fucking the dolls in the scary movie? Sean did it.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked the clown in the scary movie.
I remember that. Exactly.
Technically, that clown was going to fuck him, so he just fucked him back.
That was actually a funny-ass scene.
Hey, I was about to say, that scene was kind of cool. So, you know, that clown's That clown's reaction was priceless when he came from under that bed and that mouth was circled. Like, oh, he's like, oh! I was laughing my ass. I ain't going to lie. That was a funny fucking scene.
The
detail
that they put on that penis wrapped around the clown's neck and dragged him back. Cause you're looking, it wasn't just like a rope or anything. It was like a real fleshy black thing.
That motherfucker said, Uncle Ray Ray got a game for you. Yeah, well, hey, I know who to bring with me if I ever go to a haunted house now. Ray Ray. Personally, I don't give a fuck. I thought Conjuring, a lot of people were talking about, that's one of the best horror movies of the decade. I'm like, this shit is not fucking scary. Who the fuck said that?
Yeah, I never seen The Conjuring, so I couldn't give a fuck about this. Was it a sequel? Was it a prequel?
The family practicing with the clap on, clap off, and stuff.
Thank you. Oh my God, so many people were talking about, wasn't that clap so creepy? I was just like, someone with a candle in a basement and then a hand just appears out of nowhere and claps and the light goes out. Yeah, I was so creeped out by that. Yeah. That you know what? I do that even though we don't have candles or anything like that. I do that to fuck with my lady sometimes, whatever. That's what people do. We fuck with it. All I know, that could have been the husband. She turned the light on and say, God damn it, Robbie, what the hell was you doing? Whatever. I thought it'd be funny to fuck with you. So, I mean, shit.
I gave it to my grandma so she can turn on and off her lights without getting out of bed. Just clap on it.
That's not funny, man. Don't be fucking with your grandma like that. They old. Come on. And you know, if anybody believes in that superstitious shit, it's the grandma. So
it definitely the grandmas. They grew up in the age of no internet, so how can they not?
There's only two types of people that believe in that supernatural shit. Well, three. Christians.
Yep.
Mexicans.
Yep.
And old people. Mainly old women. CJ.
You know I don't believe in no fucking God.
Cynthia, she says, laughing my ass off. I absolutely love the True Darkness poster. I can't wait for season two. When are you guys going to start filming?
Well, shit. We might have to find a stunt double for CJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Show up.
We got to call CeeLo Green and shit now.
So, CJ, when are we filming it?
We got to call his baby.
I have no talent.
Just put a little wig on her, make her bald head, and then give her some stilts to walk on and be like, there you go. Put a pillow on her shirt and there you go. Yeah, so I think we found our CJ replacement, his child.
What could we film if we were filming?
She just asked you. She just told you what we filmed, man. True Darkness. You don't remember that?
Yeah, the True Darkness poster.
What did you just say, nigga?
I was just saying the True Darkness poster. I remember.
Okay.
Sean was telling me about it. Cause I still haven't seen that show, so I need to watch it so I can get the reference. So.
You watch shows? I didn't know that.
Sometimes if I hear they good enough. Okay. I've been meaning to watch True Darkness anyway. I mean, True Detectives, True Lies.
That nigga said True Darkness. Cynthia, you got this nigga believing it's a real show now. He's just like, yeah, I'm gonna watch.
Like, man, I can't find this on the internet. Where is this True Darkness?
Yeah, it's called The Darkness. All you gotta do
the
is
Darkness.
All you gotta do is go to movesportspodcast.com and you can watch that show all you want.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, Alex replies to that. He says, speaking of the True Darkness poster, I would say this is probably my favorite darkness quote. And that was a pretty good fucking quote, too.
Yes, it was.
So he says, what would be your favorite darkness quote, or do you have your own that you use?
Good question.
That is a good question. I'm telling you, they say darkness in every fucking movie. I swear to God.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a
heavy sci-fi.
Matter of fact, movie I just watched on Throwback 2, there was what the hell? Hellraiser Revelations. They said it when Pinhead came out, he was just like, only your true darkness. I was like, oh my God, no, he didn't just say that. I was like, shit, man, I gotta copyright that fucking word.
Shit, y'all got me searching on Google now for darkness quotes.
Even, what's that? That new vampire movie that's coming out. I took a picture
Dracula.
Of it. Yeah, the Dracula movie. They even got the darkness quote on the fucking poster and shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, a couple of good ones right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you like this one? I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will endure the darkness because it shows me the stars. I like that one.
Badass. Fuck. I would believe in ghosts whenever if someone told me that quote. I'd be like, shit. Really is something out there.
I like that.
It's called the darkness. That's what it's called. I wonder what it would sound like if Little John said it. The darkness.
The darkness.
We need to hire that.
That's pretty much it.
We need to hire that Negro.
I still don't understand Little John, man.
Nobody never understands. You know who did understand him, though? Chappelle.
Yep. He's the only one.
Only. And he was, what he said was so true, because all he does is say like three sentences and or one sentence and he's done. Look at that throat turned down for what? He said nothing else.
No, he said snap your fingers one time.
He said that before in other videos, so that don't even count.
Part of his quotes. He got his own quotes. My favorite darkness quote. Not even so much a quote. It's a saying. I think I always say this. Whatever. Let the darkness fill your heart. That was mine. From black people, I usually tell them, "Let the darkness fill your little black ass heart."
Black ass.
How about you, CJ? What's your favorite darkness quote?
My favorite darkness quote is from Kingdom Hearts. Because they always talked about the darkness in the Kingdom Hearts. It was like, we cannot let fear stop us. I'm not afraid of the darkness.
So. Only Gandalf could have gave a quote in that movie. That would have been perfect then, because that probably would have been the best quote ever, because the look on his face sold the darkness.
Man.
When that cloud was shrubbing over him and he had that look on his face, he was like, oh, shit. Darkness. That motherfucker, like, he wanted to run as if he finally discovered black people or something like that. Like, that slave ship was just rowing in or something. That look on his face.
He looked like he about to get, like, game banged from some mandingos. He looked, oh, no, the darkness.
He looked like CJ. He looked like CJ after watching that video I showed earlier. He looked like CJ when CJ's in Best Buy looking in the game section and watching and looking at Grand Theft Auto 5. How about you, Cody? Was that your favorite quote?
Shit, I can't think of anything else. I was just looking the shit up. And they're like, pay attention.
I like that we got this question, yet now we can't think of it, but I bet any other fucking day we're going to be coming up with all kinds of fucking.
Hey, like you said, man, that True Detective one was fucking perfect, so it's kind of hard to beat that one.
What is our quote again? If it's not what I think it is.
Which one?
The one on the poster?
Yeah, on the poster.
That's the actual quote from the True Detective show.
Yeah, that's actually the real quote from the poster, too. It's, touch darkness, and darkness touches you back.
Woo! Wow.
Perfect.
They need to put that pimp from Superman in there. Woo, that's a badass quote.
Because I like our quote that we made up that one day. We said,
to get to the light, you gotta go through the darkness.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's another one of my favorite quotes. So, get to the light, you gotta get through the darkness. Matter of fact, me and CJ, before we got Cody on the show, that was pretty much this show, was just darkness quotes. It'd be like 30 minutes. It'd be like 30 minutes of us just talking darkness nonsense.
Saying darkness back and forth.
I swear, people, go back and listen to that first or second episode. We fucking embody that shit like a motherfucker. Because we didn't know what the fuck we were going to talk about. So, next one comes from Deborah Albert. She says, sure would have been awesome to see P1 on an episode of Power Rangers. Yeah, it would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have.
It would have been awesome to get a check from them motherfuckers, too. I would have watched that religiously. I would have, too. Any shows/cartoons you guys would have loved to be a part of from your childhood? For me, it would have definitely been the Powerpuff Girls. What would be cooler than being a kick-ass superhero girl? Nothing. Being Batman, that would have been more kick ass. That'd have whooped your Powerpuff ass. Shit, Batman.
That's obvious. Ass. Yeah.
Okay, Batman Beyond then. How about this? Terry McGinnis, nigga.
Trying to think of something. It's not too.
I think I've answered this before. I would love it in Static.
Oh, man, you just took it out. God damn it. I was just about to say that too. Static was the best.
Yeah, Static was awesome. How cool would that have been? Be the first DC cartoon hero, and that motherfucker had a lot of season too. They kept that going for a while. So
yeah.
So yeah, how cool that would have been? The first black cartoon superhero for DC on air, on a regular programming too, where the cartoon lineup was just going against heavy hitters at the time, too, to put a show out there that nobody knew the fuck that was from, neither. So, what happened to you, DC? When we used to take chances, like, what happened to that? Oh, Warner Brothers, that's what happened.
Yeah. And all this stuff was on Warner Brothers.
That's true.
I mean, it's Batman at first. They didn't even want to put that out.
Yeah, it belonged to that. You know why? Because it belonged to that frog at the time. That frog didn't give a fuck. He was like, yeah, put that nigga shit out there.
Negroes,
eat that shit up.
Gotta be, gotta be. That's all I remember from that.
Fight the criminals,
chase the bad guys, save the world, I fly through the sky. Amazing. Okay, Static Shock, who you chasing? One zip, then you zap, good against zap. Evil, then trap. I got the power, beat to the haze with a static shower. I remember that
static
shit.
Static Shock? Yeah, I know, man.
That shit was awesome, dude. I'm sorry. I love Static Shock.
I mean, I catch myself throughout the day sometimes, at least once a month. I'm just saying, gotta be me, gotta be that. And I'm like, what the hell that even means? I don't know. I just know it got something to do with Static Shock.
Here's another question for you, CJ. I thought you didn't listen to music.
Okay.
I like how everything we get into keeps getting back to that question. Yeah, you know that soundtrack. You know that song and that intro.
Interesting.
I do enjoy TV theme songs.
Okay. How about you, Cody?
I'm going with Dexter's Laboratory. I don't know, something about being a kid and having that big-ass laboratory in the back of your room that somehow fits in your house. I don't know, I always thought that was cool. That was a child, so...
That annoying ass hot sister of his. I'd have fucked the shot of that.
Annoying? What the fuck?
What?
Okay.
What was her name? Beady or whatever?
Beady?
Yeah.
Beady with nothing but legs.
I know. That's why I wanted it. That's why I wanted it. What? I'm black, girl. Come on now. Legs. No.
And she was like 10.
But you were the one who was
10.
Like all over. You were all over Jennifer Lopez. Don't you want the mom? The mom with the hips?
Yeah, I was going to say, the mom. I ain't going to say that.
Bro, just because I said Jennifer Lopez. Now, first of all, I said Jennifer Lopez or Cameron Diaz, who looks better. I ain't say shit about her ass or his. How many times we got to keep saying that, CJ?
Oh, God. Damn, it's a trap.
It's a trap for you. It was a simple question. Who looked better? Cody, was that not a simple question?
Very simple question.
I like how y'all keep bringing up who's smarter, who's got a better career, who's ass. I'm just like, I did not say any of this shit. I just said who looks hotter in their 40s right now. Which, by the way, Jennifer Lopez is older than Cameron Diaz. You know what? I'm not even going to get into that to you right now, CJ. Go ahead and continue.
Thank you.
Shit. I swear, when this nigga don't have an answer, he'll be quiet and just be like, well, you know, next question. About you, CJ?
A cartoon that I want to fuck.
Wait, what?
Did you just say cartoon?
No!
Fuck, what?
Oh. A cartoon that I want to fuck. No, that's not the question, CJ.
I'm sorry. You threw me off.
I'll tell you which one you want to fuck. That bitch from the Jets, the Jetsons shit, and Betty from Barney from Flintstones. She had a lot of cartoon chicks.
Definitely is a long list of them.
Hell yeah, we'd be on forever. As a matter of fact, you want to throw in the judge and throw that daughter too while you at it, shit.
Yep. Oh yeah, definitely her. With the white.
Any of the Disney princesses,
if you would
fucking get up.
Yeah, if you would have jizzed in a Jetson daughter here, she would never find it.
I want Mr. Jetson to walk in, though. I want George to walk in. I can see the look in his face.
What's
about
white
CJ? Which cartoon character you want to be, man?
Oh, man. Either have to be a South Park character. I would like to be in a South Park world. I think I would enjoy the hell out of it. At least as long as I'm not one of the kids that die. You know, they kill kids like a motherfucker.
I forget that CJ is old, so South Park was part of his childhood. Next question. Next question comes from Amethyst Chaos. He says, do you guys think that if the new female Thor was black, there would have been more outrage or less? Oh, niggas would have
lost by now. They would have lost this.
Them nerds would have been getting the rope and shit and been like, you know what? I don't want to live in a world with black Thor. Goodbye.
Black female Thor.
They would say, you know what? DC Comics ain't so bad right now.
I was even thinking worse than Boom Comics ain't so bad. Oh shit.
Local comics at my local library ain't bad right now.
You know, the funny thing is that whole Thor outrage, which I personally don't get. They have been doing this with comics on both Marvel, DC, and any other superhero team up for so many goddamn years. I do not know why this is the one that bothers people. Every character has been changed up at one point.
Because this was actually talked about on a night talk show.
That was a day talk show.
So,
I don't know, but.
Yeah, so
you think this one got publicity that people would give a fuck?
Yeah, that's the only reason, because, you know, superheroes are hot now. We got, you know, we got Marvel doing great with Avengers and everything, and people, all the females out there, you know, and people like the first Thor, not the second Thor, but the lower denominator, they don't give a shit. They just like the Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
see,
it's okay to talk
about
it.
I haven't heard any female negative comeback. I've been hearing this from the guys, and I'm just like,
oh.
And most of the guys I've heard it from, they don't even fucking read comic books.
Well, I didn't mean to say that, like, females was, like, upset about it. I'm just saying, like, people who like Thor, you know, are, like, you know, regular women and regular, like, people who are not really comic book fans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why the word spread. And then you get, then when the word spread and got into the nerddom out there, you know, they just lost their shit. Even though they had nothing to do.
What's more annoying about this? This news,
what?
Was most annoying thing about this is people keep bringing up the movies. And this is like, this guy ain't got shit to do with the fucking movies.
Nothing.
Right? I don't know why people keep
speculating
that shit, whatever. Because I didn't see, now granted, it was from bullshit sites talking about now that Thor is going to be a woman, what does this mean for Chris Hemsworth? I'm just like, people, stop sending Chris Hemsworth messages. He probably been laughing at you dumb fucks or whatever. This ain't got shit to do with Chris Hemsworth right now. Because they're talking about, like, well, we know he's going to be in Avengers 2, but is that going to be his last film? Just like, you got, okay.
Okay. What the fuck are these people when Beta Red Bill is doing his thing? They weren't talking shit then.
I was just about to say that. Beta Red Bill. Motherfucker was able to pick up that hammer and shit. No, I ain't see nobody bitching about it. Matter of fact, what the fuck is Beta Ray Bill at this time?
I don't even know.
You don't hear a damn thing complaining about motherfucker. Is that a goddamn moose? Is that Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle that just picked up his fucking down here? Anyway, I really think that there's two people that's bitching about this, and that is comic book nerds. Not even comic book nerds. I'll even go so far as saying the video game comic book nerds that hate it when women get involved in shit.
Yep.
It means they're the sexist fucks. And it's people that have never even fucking read a Thor book.
Yeah, for people to just get upset. Like, God damn it. What the fuck are you doing? You're like getting upset at something that you're not even going to read.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. You're not even gonna fucking read this. And you know what? I would even tell people don't read this, because you know why? Why would you read this issue and you never read a book, and you jumping into a storyline that's been going on for they've been setting this up for almost like, I don't know, 2 years now, whatever shit, with all the books I named last week and shit, and the whole God of Thunder story and stuff. So I'm like, why would you jump yourself into a storyline where you don't even know why he gave it, and that's mainly why you're reading in the first place, why he gave it up? They're not going to talk about that because it's already been set up for that shit.
I only hate stories like this because it's just free publicity for the studios and stuff. And not saying it was wrong with what they did, but it's just like you got these people going out there rating and ranting about all this shit, giving them, and then they're the first people to complain about product placement. But then you get some bullshit where like, hey, Thor's a woman, then they're going to start spreading the word. Everybody else spreading the word to each other. And then they all, you know, everybody knows about it. I don't even want to know about this. I don't care. She could be a female. Thor could be a dog. I'm pretty sure there's a Thor dog out there.
They could tell me Batman's about to retire and Batgirl's taking over. I'd be like, you know what? I'm fine with that or whatever at this point.
Batman's 75 fucking years old.
Thank you. Fucking,
good point.
Like I said fucking last week. Goddamn, Thor's been around since 1960 fucking 3. Okay, shit. And like I said last week again, comic books do this all the time, and then they revert right back to where it was.
Right. And that's one reason why I don't really like a lot of, American comics, because we cannot kill our superheroes. We will not let them go. We will not let something new come in.
Oh, no.
If it works, we will ride the hell out of it. I mean, look, we're celebrating Batman's 75th fucking birthday. 75th. I mean, well, Superman been around, what, for 80 or something?
Close.
God damn. That's why I enjoy it.
But to be fair on that, there's been multiple forms of Batman, too, and different adaptations. We even see those with the movies, right? Granted, if they worked or not or whatever, with the Tim Burton to the Joel Schumacher to the Nolan ones and shit. There's just been different adaptations of them and shit. I mean, another reason I'm kind of annoyed by this, too, personally, is like everybody's saying, this is just a stunt. This is a stunt they pull and just get women readers. In. This is a stunt. This is a trick, whatever. They just doing this, whatever. I'm just like, comic books have been doing that for fucking how long now? Shit, like, this ain't new to the world. As if like Marvel's doing this to piss fanboys off or something like that, just to get a woman audience in here. Who's to fucking say if women even pick this shit up anyway?
Right.
This don't hurt comic book sales or anything like that. And I highly doubt it's gonna raise comic book sales to where they're making anywhere. Double the budget or something like that. So,
I bet you can look at the numbers and like, oh my goodness, it increased by one extra copy that was bought on accident because another one was torn. Oh, just like, oh God, but yeah, I just hate the fact that we just people make these into stories, man. They just go off.
Shit like this annoys the fuck out of me. It's the same thing with video games whenever a girl gamer is getting involved and shit like that. I get annoyed by the shit like that because it just keeps going on. And then when you keep hearing people explanation, it just get more ignorant and fucking ignorant and shit. Like a lot of people are talking about Thor's name, and then when I brought up to the fact that some of them like, you know, Thor didn't even go by that name when he came to Earth. So, and they're just like, well, I didn't know that though. But still, it's like, well, then how you gonna bitch about something if you didn't? So show me you didn't even fucking read the book.
Gotta read the book.
Gotta read the fucking book.
Yeah. So, especially, you know what, you go back to the girl gamers and stuff like that. Like, I'm tired of people giving girls shit or having them have to call themselves girl gamers. You know, for them to have to call themselves girl gamers, they gotta explain themselves that they like to play video games. You know, fuck those guys who question them. And stuff like that. If somebody tell me a game, if a person tell me they play a game, I say, okay, cool. What do you play? All right, that's awesome. I'm not gonna say, oh, well, if you really play, what is the first game? What is the first level after the start button and all that bullshit? You know, and then harassing them when they get online and all that other stuff. Yeah, stop it. Oh, God damn it. And then they just give power to these other bullshit ass people online who want to act like they're victims, and they're not even victims because of like a. You know, a couple little dumbasses going around saying shit. So, because if I saw something, like when I go to conventions and if I see a guy like harassing somebody, I'll get in his ass so quick. But I don't think that don't happen around me.
I got in somebody's ass one time when we were playing games online and shit. They was talking shit about. I normally don't listen to when I'm online and something like that, but I just one heard they was calling this chick a cunt and shit like that, and I was like, why don't y'all shut the fuck up? I'll leave through this internet connection, and whoop your ass,
right.
Like, you fucking nerds.
Right.
It's annoying.
Especially when you're attacking somebody just to be attacking. Like, I don't care. You can say shit about me and all this stuff. But, like, if you're going to attack somebody who's being nice, who's minding their own fucking business, you know, then fuck you then. You know, I have no patience for rude people, and I have no patience for people who just treat other people bad just for no fucking reason. So,
Another reason though why I'm annoyed by it, by people saying it's a stunt, not only is it because comic book's been doing this for it, it's just like, what stunt? Like I said, the stunt here is it ain't gonna raise comic book sales to no $1 million or nothing like that. So, so they're gonna still have the same amount of fucking sales as they've been having, okay? Like CJ said, it's probably gonna be a 2% increase or something like that.
Yeah, so fuck all these. "Quote unquote angry ass nerd writing 4-page papers and shit. You could be saving the world. You could be doing something productive with your goddamn life.
I got a new quote for the dark. Go fuck you in the darkness of your asshole, you little bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you in the darkness of your asshole,
Cody. We sorry you had to sit through that.
Yeah, I was gonna let y'all talk, man. Uh-huh. And a little. Roundtable discussion and shit. I'm like, oh, okay. See my way out of this shit.
You know, seriously, Since we talked about it last week, I got even more annoyed about it, though. I really got annoyed by it. More shit I started listening to and reading about it, whatever, reading people's comments or whatever. It was getting more annoying, whatever. Especially when I was reading on one of these sites where because I usually tend to go to the comments first before I read the article and shit, and just,
right.
Oh, great. They usually, like, somebody said, like, oh, is this Thor going to be in the kitchen making the meal for all the gods that live in? I was just like, oh, you...
Wow.
Now, what I'm upset about is they're making a P1 Captain America. I'm like, what the fuck?
Here in the Falcon.
Hey, I don't mind that. Cody, let's go with that. Hold on, I'm going to see where he goes.
I'm just saying, they got this motherfucker.
Well, you know what? Next question comes from Steve. Steve does reply to that, CJ, I'm glad you brought that up. He says, well, if you think that is something, what do you guys think about the outrage towards the Falcon being Captain America? Also, do you think Marvel is just doing this as a publicity stunt, or are they being sincere and making a diversity team now?
Captain America was supposed to be black anyway, so there you go. Going back home.
Captain America was already black. You know what? That's once again. That's another character people getting bitched about. I'm just like, you know how many people been Captain America? Been five fucking Captain Americas now.
And it's,
if you want to count that black one, that they don't count no more.
And I think with the Falcon, it makes the most fucking sense for him to take the mantle. Wouldn't you guys agree?
You know what? I will say this: the first black one, the first three, they just came out of nowhere by government. The government pretty much made them Captain America. But I would say, when they killed Captain America and gave it to Bucky, that made sense, and that storyline was so fucking good of what they did with Bucky as far as, because it was a complex story for him to take over this mantle of Captain America and something like that, coming from, you know, his KGB background and shit like that. And as far as that story ending and moving into with the Falcon now, whatever, like Cody just said, I see like another great story for the Captain America and the Falcon, because it does make a lot of sense. I don't see what the fucking problem is.
I really don't either.
Once again, it's a fucking comic book that you ain't never gonna fucking read anyway. So.
No.
Shit, I bet you motherfuckers will forget about this in a month from now.
Exactly.
In a week.
I can't say it's a publicity stunt, probably is, whatever, but it's like, it ain't like Marvel sitting up here saying, you know what, if we do this, we're going to benefit so well from this. Oh my right. God, you have no idea. And it's like,
the funny thing was, I just watched a video this week about cons and stuff and nerd conventions and all this stuff. And like, the nerds, they don't even do anything to increase sales or to increase any, it's the general public. And then going all the way back to Comic-Con, which is this week, Comic-Con wasn't even that big. I found out that the reason why Comic-Con became as big as it did was because of Twilight. When Twilight were first showing up at Comic-Con, that was the real reason why it became crazy and big and, like, the event to go to. You know, so...
I don't know if that's true, but okay.
No, there was... Uh-huh.
I did an article thing on this one time, it was bigger than that way before Twilight was even introduced. I mean, it wasn't as big as it was, but it got bigger as it went on. Because when it first got introduced, it only was bringing in about 69,000 people. But in the early 2000s or whatever, it started bringing in gargantuan numbers. But now it's even bringing in huge numbers where they have to fucking sell off tickets right away because it gets overpopulated or whatever. Where the hell did you read that article from?
I'll send you the link, man. They were from the Game Theory, you know, the Game Theory channel. What do you mean, fuck that site? That guy, he does some good stuff.
Now, you would suck that dude's dick, wouldn't you? You can't even fucking do your job here, but you're going to suck them dudes' dick.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That dude don't know what the fuck he talking about. That shit got big with Twilight. That shit was already big before Twilight came in.
Okay. That's what I thought too, but I don't know. Maybe he has some inside information CJ I don't know about, man. I don't know.
He did his research, so I didn't have to. So
okay.
Comic book films was coming out way before fucking Twilight was even thought of.
Yeah, I understand that, but he said that they increased the bump. They're the ones who did the whole waiting there the day before 11 a.m. They're the ones who was crowding up the halls. So
no, that's bullshit. Now,
he got it. Look, man, he got the information there, all right?
Man, I can't. No, that is bullshit, man. Because I remember back in the day with Spider-Man.
That is bullshit.
With Spider-Man 2, they show that Doc Ock scene. People were going ape shit over that. I know people lined up for that shit. So, no.
That Hall H was crowded way before fucking Twilight was even brought up. The only time, if I recall, Twilight being extra crowded is not early in the series, but halfway in the middle of that shit. Because the second and first one wasn't crowded for that shit. Because the first one wasn't even at Comic-Con, if I'm not mistaken. And if anything, I want to say the last two was the most crowded ones.
That's what I would think, but...
All right, well...
But CJ gonna suck that dude's dick because he's awesome now. Whatever.
I'll do some research. Look, I remember I was working one day and this old man told me, like, you know, Fox News have higher ratings than CNN, and I thought that was bullshit. And then I looked it up, and Fox News definitely does have higher ratings than CNN.
That is true though, because people go to Fox News and listen to what dumb shit they done said now. Though
I know.
That's not bullshit though. I would agree with that. Who the fuck watches CNN or whatever? I mean, shit. Most people watch bullshit just to listen to bullshit. To find a way to get angry at something or something like that. People, why do you keep going? I hate Transformers. Why do people keep going seeing it then? Oh, I gotta find out for myself. You know, I gotta see bullshit. Bullshit sells sometimes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you know damn well people don't watch the real news if they had to go to CNN. That boring ass shit. Come on now.
CNN is just forced. When you go to the airports and everything, it is there.
CNN is for your fucking grandparents.
For your racist-ass grandparents.
He must got that mixed up with Fox, though. But, yeah.
Oh, CNN, okay, yeah.
You
see, now I'm doing Fox News.
All right,
wrapping up.
Please send me the link of that channel. I would love to hear his thoughts on that, how Twilight blew up Comic-Con. Because Comic-Con was fucking bigger before that even happened, so... That first Twilight movie didn't do gangbusters like the later ones did.
Okay, well, do we have any more else? Because my computer is about to die.
We got one more here. Brad Marshall, last one, he says, you know what? I didn't want to see Thor being changed, but you guys brought up some great points. Sure enough, you actually convinced me to change my mind and give it a chance. That's all we asking people. Those were also a lot of great books you named off, P1. I think you should reconsider doing that comic book recommendation podcast. I don't want to do that. So, next.
Hey, what were we talking about this the other day?
Yeah, you know what? We did, right? Right.
I was saying how involved that shit is, man. That's a tall task. I mean...
It is a tall task, and granted, I may sound like I know what I'm talking about when I do these podcasts. That's because I've read those multiple times, or it's not like those issues I named are like brand new and off the shelf. I can't be updated with movies and do this show and be updated with comic books at the same time. I mean, granted, I am, don't get me wrong, but I don't read them to hurry up and do a recording for it. I read them on my spare time, like mainly before I go to bed is usually when I read them, but...
Mm-hmm.
Plus I'm not reading every goddamn comic, but there's too many fucking issues out there and shit like that where I only get into the ones I know are good. If you want a recommendation, I can give you one on a podcast a week or something like that, but other than that, no. Unless I really need the content, and I highly doubt that's gonna be happening anytime soon. You're like the seventh person to ask me this, Brad. Next time somebody asks what issue should I read, I'm just going to be quiet in the back. I don't know.
Oh, so die. So we're about to end this on the darkness, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for doing it with the darkness.
This nigga just can't put his car up. You know?
I cannot.
Well, okay. And I was a phenomenal one, people.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody!